Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In this episode, I am greatly honored and very thrilled. We are joined by the notorious Bob Linden. Bob Linden is the founder and host of Go Vegan Radio since 2001. And he has hundreds of archive shows, and I've listened to hundreds of them, literally. Awesome, awesome work. And he's also been a radio station, a music radio station director all over the nation for mega years as well. And he is notorious for his reggae vegan fest. Free Yourself by L'Amour and the Mystic Being that have been held in 2018 and 2019 in Los Angeles and San Diego, and also other festivals and conferences. I remember the World Vegan Summit years ago. So he is an indefatigable force for authentic veganism and animal liberation. I am so greatly honored. Thank you very much, Bob Linden, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, thank you, Marlene. Don't stop now. I don't want to interrupt. Keep going.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to thank you for what you're doing, because this is the most noble work possible. The greatest cause in the world is to get people to go vegan. And, you know, you are to be saluted for your dedication also to the most noble cause. You know, when those who need our help the most, those who are the most oppressed, really need a strong vegan message out there, vegan activism and vegan advocacy. And thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you, Bob. And I want to commend you also on your commitment to veganism and authentic veganism. You've been a courageous voice, really always going to that root, not selling out to the welfare campaigns and all that. And also your courageous voice for what I call authentic veganism, that it's a liberation movement. And that involves humans and the other than human animals. And as we've seen, well, especially since 2020, but we know it's been going on for eons, the censorship and tyranny, but especially since 2020. And again, I want to commend you for really sticking to the truth and always keeping the laboratory animals right up there with the farmed animals and all the other exploited animals, and always keeping that message going. So thank you, Bob.
Well, I don't know how it happened. I grew up as a normal person. I ate meat every day of my life. I won a hamburger eating contest. Then, you know, in college, I was in Queens College, City University of New York, and I was on a college radio station playing music. And every Friday night, my friends would come over to my house, and I'd pick all the songs, and I cooked a chicken dish every Friday night with an apricot glaze. And then one night I looked down at the frying pan and I said, this is somebody's body. What's going on here? I don't know. I mean, prior to that, I guess my food was nondescript, round, whatever, you know, chicken cutlets. And I saw the body that night and I said, I don't think the being who's in this frying pan volunteered for this either. So I just yelled out, I don't think I can eat animals anymore. And of course, all my friends thought I was crazy. I was engaged to a butcher's daughter. They thought I was crazy. Now, I didn't know at the time the oppression and horrors and cruelty related to dairy and eggs. So I just said, okay, I'm not going to eat animals anymore. What do I eat? And I thought, well, you know, chickens lay eggs and cows have to be milked. So, okay, I'll go with that. And so embarrassingly, for 13 years, I didn't know about that oppression. But I did find out about it when I was a program director of Star 106 in San Antonio. And I came across some information related to dairy and eggs. And I said, well, I'm doing this for the animals, so I have to stop the dairy and eggs immediately. And I am doing this for the animals. And, you know, it's the greatest cause, and they're the most oppressed in the largest numbers, and they're the victims of such speciesism that they're also the victims of a fake, phony animal rights movement cabal that has been the worst thing to happen to them since I guess people started eating them. So I'm dedicated to trying to get people to go vegan as quickly as possible. We have so many, I don't know, some vegans. I don't know what's happened to, like, some vegans. I don't know if it's the vax, and then they have nanoparticles in them telling them, like, lab meat's going to save billions of animals. You know, I mean, it's like, I don't know what kind of thinking is going into people saying, well, not everybody's going to go vegan, so we have to come up with cage-free eggs that kill all the animals, or lab meat that, you know, how much torture is involved with that. People don't, I mean, if you put the cause of veganism in front of people, I mean, we win every argument. So we shouldn't really compromise our values by saying, oh, well, you know, not everybody's going to go vegan. So, you know, maybe here, lab meat. So, all right, on the side of getting people to go vegan. Okay, so I'm into doing the Reggae Vegan Fest. I think that entertainment and education go well together, and people having a good time, and we have the best food, and we have the best music. Reggae is a vegan art form. It's the only music genre that's vegan. The Rastafari went, you know, have this wisdom about them. They don't call it vegan. They call it ITAL, I-T-A-L. ITAL is vital. And in the 1930s, they came up with that word, ITAL, and then, you know, the Watsons came up with the word vegan in the 1940s. So I guess they just have better PR, or we'd be calling ourselves italics, right? We are the italics. And so the Rastafari culture is vegan, and they talk about liberty being the prime force in life is liberty, and you can't feed liberty with dead animals and secretions and all. So reggae is a vegan art form, and I recognize that and appreciate it and love it, too. I mean, it's great music. I mean, you know, so. So the idea a few years ago, I've had reggae at a number of our events, including the World Vegan Summit and Expo. It's just a good match. So we started the concept of Reggae Vegan Fest, and my good friend, Lamour of Lamour and the Mystic Band in LA, one of the best reggae musicians in the world, we got together and we've done these events people love them. You know, we did one in LA, and in the audience there, people were hugging me saying, you've brought the heart back to LA. You know, it's really, I mean, it's the heart and soul of, music and veganism going together like that. So, and, you know, it's cross-cultural. It's everything good about it is kind of tied into Reggae Vegan Fest. The problem has been funding, and, you know, as I've been putting out there, I've been working on trying to get a Reggae Vegan Fest Valentine party together for February 10th. I came up with a great venue that's not all that expensive, but I don't have the money, so I put it out to the community and, you know, said, like, you know, if you want to be a vendor or you want to attend or be a sponsor, get in touch with me, bob@goveganradio.com. But I don't know if it's going to come together. And, you know, the decision to, you know, go forward with this party in particular, will come, you know, any moment now, because there was some funding that was supposed to happen that didn't. And maybe there's something that could happen within the next day. But if it doesn't, I'll just say, okay, well, you know, we'll forget about this one for now and go on to the next ones and create bigger and better ones. And we're looking at different exciting venues all around the L.A. area.
We're listening to Bob Linden via Skype in Southern California. He has done fabulous work.
The animals over the years. And
I love
How did I get to be 72 years old? I guess I started a vegan talk show, the first vegan talk show in mainstream media, my ego tells me to say. I turn around. I think I started that show in my 40s, didn't I? And then suddenly I'm 72 now. So, there are good things about being 72. You've seen it all, you know? I mean, I've seen the whole scam, that's the animal rights movement. I post quite often about the vegan cause is to get people to go vegan. The only way to save the animals, and, you know, that, which is great that it also saves human health and the environment. But, you know, when I was first doing this, people were saying, oh, you're going to die if you eat like that. How do you get your protein? You know, and I'm thinking, well, I can't, you know, my conscience tells me I can't sleep at night if I would continue to be part of the oppression. So it turned out that, well, I'm living to at least 72, which is great because my father only lived to 47, eating meat, dairy, fish, and eggs. And, you know, I don't know if I would have made it to 72. But I've seen so much along the way, and I blame the animal rights movement for so much of the problem now. If we all had been concentrating on getting everybody to go vegan, because we have all the arguments on our side, we'd be much further down the road. Oh, animal rights people should be against the egg industry. That's no greater torture and killing in the world, but by going for enriched, furnished battery cages for chickens. So all that means is that, you know, they take the horrible conditions in which chickens live, and they throw in a stick, and they call it a perch, and they throw in some wood shavings, and they call it a bath, and suddenly, whoa, enriched. Enriched sounds great. Who wouldn't want to live in an enriched life? So there was this reversal, and suddenly all these groups who were opposed to it are for it. It just, you know, how did that happen? You know? So I did a talk on all of that. I got banned. You know, this is like censorship from Facebook. You talk against the vax, you get banned. You know, can't we see what's wrong here with all the issues? If you find out that you're doing something that causes, like, the greatest increase in egg sales in 30 years, wouldn't you stop it? I mean, it's insane, you know, but...
We're listening to Bob Linden, organizer of Reggae Vegan Fest, starting in 2018 and continuing into eternity. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with our conversation with Bob Linden. We're listening to Free Yourself by L'Amour and the Mystic Band. Welcome back from the break, and thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station, nor its management. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. We're joined by Bob Linden, founder of Reggae Vegan Fest, and is also the founder of Go Vegan Radio.
So, what was the question, Marlene? And did you hang up on me like a half hour ago, or what happened? Apparently, I haven't been doing my show in a while, and I want to start doing it again. And I think I just had to fit years into just like. So what was the question?
Well, speaking of years, I would love to hear about you at Woodstock and then how, you know, here you are years later organizing many great vegan and music festivals.
Right. I'm organizing the Woodstocks of today. You know, back then, Woodstock, we were all anti-war activists. And we loved a certain kind of music that we got from FM radio. And so Woodstock happened, and I got three friends of mine to drive up with me. And I actually bought a ticket. I think it was $7.50, which was pretty expensive in those days. And then we got up there. It was raining. We were covered in mud. And then, you know, they took the fences down, so everybody got in for free. So I'm thinking, like, this isn't fair. I bought a ticket. How can everybody get? So actually, we didn't know that there were 400,000 people who were like us. You know, that was the whole thing. It was that, you know, community came together, and it was like, all these people like this music, and we're all anti-war. And I think that peace activism only naturally grows into veganism. You know, you want peace, nonviolence. This is, you know, veganism is the cause for peace and nonviolence. You know, but the cage-free egg issue, the Open Philanthropy Project, has been sending millions and millions of dollars to promote cage-free eggs, a cause where every male chick is drowned alive or suffocated right after birth. Every female is mutilated, harshly imprisoned, and killed. Animal abuse starts on your plate. I mean, if you're eating meat, dairy, fish, or eggs. So I'm for vegan advocacy. We have to get everybody to go vegan. Let's have a nice reggae concert and have vegan food and talk about all the reasons to go vegan. The main reason being, you know, for the animals. We don't want to be oppressors, you know. But constantly the public relations wing of the meat, dairy, fish, and egg industries keeps telling us there are other ways, undercover investigations. But what do they lead to? There's never a vegan message to them. There's what happens is the company, you know, some poor schnook who's working for minimum wage and has a miserable life in that horrible job, they catch him slapping or kicking an animal, which happens, you know, like 100% of the time at every animal facility. And then the company says, oh, but that's an anomaly. We never do that. That's not our policy. So we'll make sure he gets punished, and we'll start an animal rights council. So the company comes off great. You know, it's like the animal rights movement is the public relations firm to rehabilitate animal abusers, to make them look good in the public, you know, in the public eye. So, And I mean, it just goes on and on with, you know, what was introduced to us as another animal rights cause, reducitarianism. And then there are the five freedoms of animal welfare, which are unattainable. Now all of these groups, who brainwashed the public and brainwashed, you know, that's the whole thing. They're putting it toward harm to animals, basically. I mean, they're all into this better chicken commitment now. So, you know, they have everybody brainwashed. I was listening to an interview with John Robbins, and John Robbins, my hero, because he wrote Diet for a New America, the book that influenced me the most in my youth. And because of John Robbins, our vegan festival started. I started the first vegan festivals in Southern California, starting with San Diego in the 1990s. And I invited John Robbins to be a speaker, and he accepted. And once he accepted, then OB People's Co-op, the co-op there said, oh, we love John Robbins. We'll get involved. And before we knew it, we had a vegan festival. And so here I am. I'm listening to John Robbins interviewing. So she's there complaining that Costco hasn't yet adopted the Better Chicken Commitment. And the Better Chicken Commitment is that, you know, we eat these chickens now who are grown unnaturally, so much so that their legs can't hold them, so they get broken legs or they have heart attacks. But there are better chickens who could be eaten who wouldn't have such health problems along the way. So I'm sure the better chickens appreciate that, you know, we have a movement now to eat them, these heritage birds. So we have a Better Chicken Commitment, and all of these companies are signing on to it. You can see all their logos, you know, look at the Animal Equality website. It's like, look at all these wonderful companies, KFC, all of them, Popeyes, they're all signing on to the Better Chicken Commitment. Aren't they wonderful? And so, so I went to an event. It was put on by the... So... I organized the World Vegan Summit and Expo in L.A. and in the Bay Area. And so I thought, like, okay, cool. I want to see how today's summit goes. You know, what's going on? How what's the approach today to somebody organizing a summit? So I went to the Vegan Summit. So my animal activism took over, and I had to speak out at this event. And I was physically assaulted and removed from that event for being the one voice for the chickens at this event, which really is very sad, you know. If everybody stops buying meat, dairy, fish, and eggs, we have a happy world. We reach our goal. Save all the chickens. Go vegan.
This is The Chicken Song by Will Tuttle, and here's more from Bob Linden.
So we have such an off-course movement that, I don't know, Reggae Vegan Fest. I think if we just all concentrated, join me, email me, bob@goveganradio.com, and we'll all just get together and create events that actually help animals. And, you know, right now we have the latest scam, which is lab meat or cell-cultured meat, as real meat. So here we are, you know, this years and years of propaganda. Now you have lab meat, which, you know, people are pretending, you know, they're telling me, you're against lab meat. Well, I'm against real animal meat. It's an animal product. It's not vegan. But there are so many exciting things happening in my, really, in my entrepreneurial part of life. And I do expect that I'll be involved with starting up a vegan dairy company that's going to be very successful. So I try to look on the bright side, you know. I mean, I go from, despair to exhilaration basically every minute from one to the other. And the despair, I think a lot of that comes from, you know, all these years of being an animal activist and seeing things and wishing that people would wake up and understand that the only way to save the animals, the only real animal cause, is going vegan. And it's great to protest against other things like vivisection, and it's awful what happens to animals in laboratories. But the FDA is what requires the vivisection to happen. If anything, you know, I mean, I spent all these years marching at UCLA, you know, like, you got to shut down the lab, shut down the labs. But as long as the FDA is requiring this experimentation, you know, it's going to go on. As long as there's all this money coming from people like Fauci, you know, this is where taxpayer money goes, you know, and all these pain. You know, it's all awful what happens to animals. I mean, you know, there's that. So, I mean, so the message always should have been, you know, don't eat, wear, or use animals, you know, at all. And so that's where I think it should be, is toward the vegan cause, you know, and an uncompromising vegan cause. You know, I don't know why we're making all these excuses and putting up roadblocks along the way. So we have to get everybody to go vegan.
Thank you so much. Well, Bob, we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What information and contacts can you leave for our listeners?
Well, let's see. So, you know, I want to put the work and effort into creating future Reggae Vegan Fests, and I'd like people to join me and be a part of it. Best thing to do to contact me is my email, bob@goveganradio.com. And I'm trying to get various websites updated and, you know, have reggaeveganfest.org and reggaeveganfest.com and Go Vegan Radio. I need to resume doing those shows. So anyway, so in parting, I would just say, like, you know, the best thing you can do is for the animals is go vegan. And then the second best thing is to help everybody else go vegan as quickly as possible.
Thank you so much. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm greatly honored.
I am greatly honored to be with you, Marlene. Thank you so much. You are doing the most noble work. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And I look forward to your many more great, fabulous Reggae Vegan Fests.
There's no business like vegan show business.
Yes, I love it. Yeah, you're amazing. You're just amazing.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I appreciate that.
Thanks.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Bye.
This is Reggae Lover Party, remix by L'Amour and the Mystic Man. Much thanks to Bob Linden for joining us on Vegan Nation. Much thanks to L'Amour and the Mystic Band. And a big thank you to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Molly in Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day.